Well, you'd find all kinds of stuff at swap meets at the ham fest. Radios, like I got CB stuff, amplifiers, even GMRF stuff. You find all kinds. It's a very heavily mixed bag. It all depends on how good you can negotiate, though. That's the thing there. But, you know, that reminds me, years ago in Detroit, we were at a flea market, me and a buddy of mine, and he holds an FCC license for electronics. I can't remember how it works, but he's allowed to work on ship-to-shore radios and stuff. You know, he's licensed to do it, the FCC. But anyway, some guy had a Gold Scout AM broadcast transmitter, 150 watt, for sale, and he wanted $100 for it. You know, my buddy's telling me, what are you going to do with that? I didn't buy it yet, but he's like, what are you going to do with it? It's a nice looking piece. Put it on the shelf and, you know, something to look at, la, la, la. Well, as time went on, I got bored. One day I stuck a light bulb to it, because the light bulb works as a dummy load. I fired it up, hit it, the damn thing came on. So I hooked it into my beam and tuned it, had an antenna tuner. And I had a realistic mixer hooked into it with two tape decks. And I broadcasted it on the AM broadcast band just above 1625, somewhere up in there. I was broadcasting for a while.